You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. We've heard a lot from economists and lawmakers and presidential candidates about the financial meltdown that's going on. We certainly know that lawmakers' phones are ringing off the hook as America reacts. But we've decided to devote much of this program this morning to the voices of people who are financial planners dealing with nervous clients every single day, like Glenn Bucco.
I'm trying to think of the term that one client had used that they felt that until we had talked, they felt like they were on a boat alone in a storm. That's understandable because the circumstances are, the word unprecedented has been used a lot on news, and it really is. It's quite unnerving.
That's Glenn Bucco, president of West Financial Services in McLean, Virginia. All program long, we're going to have more such voices, and we want to hear from you. If you've made a call to a financial planner, made a nervous call, a concern, we want to hear what your question was. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Hopefully, we can give you some answers before the end of the program. Just a moment, excuse me.
As he takes a sip of water.
There
Thank
we go.
You
That's
for
the
that,
first
John.
Time since the launch of this show. That's the first time I've had to do that. But while America waits, Congress works on changing the bill in Washington and making it amenable to people who voted it down earlier in the week. And joining us is Ed Andrews from the New York Times, who's watching the negotiations and the sweetening of the deal in Washington that may actually give us a bill as soon as tonight when the Senate votes on some version. Ed Andrews, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John.
Well, what, first of all, are the provisions that seem to address the main objectors who were so crucial in voting down the plan earlier this week?
Well, the new additions that that I'm aware of are not really aimed so much at the ideological objectors, but they are, as you said, sweeteners. So the Senate has now announced that it's going to take up the bill with a package of tax breaks or extensions of expiring tax breaks. That includes a bunch of tax breaks for alternative or renewable energy projects, tax credits for clean coal, solar power, wind, and things like that. And in addition, there is a at least one other provision, which is measure that will increase deposit insurance at banks from a limit of $100,000 per customer to $250,000 for 1 year.
And
it's a temporary increase.
What's interesting about that, it seems to me, is that not only are they trying to address a more consumer-oriented economic theory on one level, but they're really trying to make the bill more explainable to constituents on some level.
Well, yes. They're all aware that they've had this terrible problem communicating the relevance of this or benefit of it for regular people. It really has seemed out in the country to be a bill aimed at rescuing big financial institutions, rescuing Wall Street. Has not gone down well. I mean, you know, the hostility, the letters coming into Congress are, you know, hundreds to one against the bailout bill. So this is part of trying to make it a little more viable. But really what we're talking about here is sweeteners. These things do not change the character of the bailout. They attend to different constituencies. And one of them is, one of those constituencies is a is Democrats who would like to get, for example, those energy tax breaks extended, and the other one is the thousands of independent community bankers around the country who are actually a very potent lobbying force and have pulled out the stops to help get the bailout through.
Well, Ed, let's listen to the voice of New Hampshire Republican Senator Judd Gregg, and then I want to ask you if there's a greater likelihood of this moving in the Senate than was the case in the House earlier this week. Here's Senator Gregg.
This is not a situation which is going to get any better with time. It's going to get significantly worse.
So that suggests the Senate is going to act. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's correct. I think that they are going to act, and it's hard from the outside to predict exactly what the chemistry will be, but they do seem confident that they know what the votes are and that they'll push it through. I think the Senate was always a little easier shot than the House.
Yeah, well, it's a lower number. The math is easier. Ed Andrews, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.